A final disinfection of offices at the Kotoka International Airport in Accra. Ghana says it is now ready to reopen its airspace for international travel. Airport officials say they will ensure safe distancing among passengers at the airport terminals, as well as limit the number of people that come to welcome visitors at the airport. Both departing and arriving passengers will also have their temperatures taken and made to sanitize their hands. Like many countries, Ghana's aviation industry has been hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. The country's Civil Aviation Authority says it has lost almost 95% of its revenue due to a ban on foreign travel since March. As the country's airspace begins to reopen for international traffic, it hopes things can begin to improve. Port health officials say all passengers will be made to take a mandatory COVID-19 test when they land at this airport, and they will have to bear the cost of $150 for the test. The test result is expected to be ready within 30 minutes. Passengers who test negative will be allowed to leave the airport, while those who test positive for COVID-19 will be isolated by port health officials for further assessment. With these measures put in place, the government hopes the aviation industry can once again take off. Nabil Ahmed Rufai, Accra, Ghana.